الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a perfect deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. No matter how much of shukr we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this deen that Allah ta'ala has given us, we will never be able to fulfill the rights of shukr. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with many, many favors, many bounties. And these favors and these bounties that Allah Ta'ala has given us, one day we will have to answer for it. That on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that you will be asked about the different ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And the greatest ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given anybody is the ni'mat of Iman and Islam. That Allah Ta'ala has designed this Islam in such a way that this human being, Allah Ta'ala knows his weak points. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed deen in such a way that this human being, this insan, he stays connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 5 times a day we read our salah, and 5 times a day we remind ourselves that everything is happening with the will and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah in itself is a da'wat. Salah is in itself is telling us about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. That as soon as the thoughts start going away from the salah and we start straying away, then again a person has to tell himself, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. So carry on telling ourselves that Allah is the greatest. Everything is happening with His qudrat, everything is happening with His power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah ta'ala wants, that is what will happen. And what Allah Ta'ala does not want to happen, if the whole world wants those things to happen, well, it will never happen. This yaqeen has to come into our heart. So, if a person just has to concentrate in his salah, his yaqeen will be corrected. And for us to get concentration in our salah, we have to give da'wat. We have to talk about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So that this greatness comes into our heart. Why? Because that small child that's growing up, he does not know what is the greatness of the things of this world. That's why you find that the father will buy some expensive car and for the child to take one nail and scratch it on the car is nothing for the child, because he doesn't know the value of the car. Then how the value of that car comes into the heart, it comes with da'wat, it comes with seeing, it comes with listening, that the parents of the child carry on giving the child the same da'wat, that this thing is so valuable, and if we have this thing, we will be successful. So those things come into the heart. But if you look at it, the child is, from small, the child's heart is clean. The child does not have the greatness of the things of this world in the heart. But through da'wat, through constant seeing, through constant listening about the values of the things of this dunya, the asar comes into the heart. The effect of it comes into the heart. And then a person understands what's the value of the things of this world, what's the value, or what's the position, what value position holds, the people of power, how much of power they got, the police, how much of power they have, the governments, how much of power they have. So all this has come with da'wat, has come with working. Person works, person looks at things, person sees things, and the greatness of those things come into the heart. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and every ummah before one kalima, the one way to salvation, that say la to everything. La to everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything, and la to everything. Nothing can happen without the will of Allah. Allah ta'ala created insan, and this machine that we have, this body that we have, the manufacturer, the creator of it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the manufacturer and the creator of it, he knows what is the weaknesses of this machine. What is the weaknesses of this insan? That I'm going to take this insan and put him in the world. And now whatever this insan is looking at is going to have an asar, it's going to have an effect on the heart. Whatever we are listening to is going to have an effect on the heart. Whatever we are thinking about is going to have an effect on the heart. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us one solution. From the time of Adam alayhi salam right till the last person to come, one kalima, La ilaha illallah. Take out everything else from the heart. Say La to everything. It is not from where we're seeing it happening. It is from the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person is looking at it, that harm is coming from here. But the person has to negate it. It is not coming from there. Allah is the one that is controlling everything. Everything in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person carries on giving da'wat, carries on working on his iman. This working on the iman is a lifelong effort. Person has to carry on reminding himself. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed this deen in such a way that a person will come to salah. Before he comes to salah, the muazzin will carry on telling him the same thing again. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. What? Allah is the greatest. Allah is greater than all the things that you are busy in. You are busy in your shop, you are busy in your job, you are busy in the different things of this world. Allah is greater than that. You need to leave everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah ta'ala is greater than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a razik. That shop is not razik. Allah is razik. The person is getting, he's sleeping at night, and now the azan of fajr is given. Telling him that rest and peace is not in that sleep. You have to negate that sleep also. That peace of mind, that resting of the body comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, amanatan nu'asa, that in the battlefield also they would doze off. In the battlefield where the person's life is at danger, Allah ta'ala will send sakina upon them, will send some tranquility upon them, that will get that rest in that few minutes, they will get rest and they will start fighting again. So rest of the body is in the hands of Allah. Like that a person is in his shop at Zuhur time and now he's busy. So the muazzin is telling him that it is not your shop that is doing. It is Allah who is doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put it in the heart of the customer to come to your shop. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling all the systems. We are just looking at it that the tap is in the wall and the water is coming out. Water is coming out. So take that tap and put it onto the wall and try and... But there's a whole system behind it. There's pipes. There's a whole reservoir system behind it. And then that water is coming out from the tap. So like that, this insan, this human being, me and you, we are nadan. We don't understand the hikmat and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are just looking at it that this rozi is coming from here. Benefit is coming from here. If I got wealth, then I'm successful. But all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala system is such that Allah ta'ala is in control of everything. So again the muazzin is telling us, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. The greatest thing that the greatest being that you need to run for, that you need to spend all your efforts in, that you need to sacrifice your life for, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when a person comes to the masjid, then again he'll be saying the same thing. When he starts his salah, he'll say, tell himself, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Ulama say that a person making takbir at tahrima, it is like, it's as if he's throwing everything behind him. That the entire world and all the thoughts and everything that I'm thinking about, all that has to go behind my back. And now I have to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, our salah has become such that the salah has no value, no effect. Why? Because the salah is dead. The ruh of the salah is not there. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, "Wala dhikru Allahi akbar," that the zikr of Allah ta'ala is the greatest ibadat. The zikr of Allah ta'ala is the greatest ibadat. A person doing jihad, he's sacrificing his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he doesn't have the zikr of Allah ta'ala, he doesn't have the remembrance, the consciousness of Allah ta'ala while he is doing jihad, then that jihad is lifeless. Person is reading salah, but in his salah he is thinking about everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mind is flying everywhere. He needs to buy this thing, he needs to sort out his mundane affairs. So now that salah becomes lifeless. So what is lifeless? A person has eyes, but the eyes are not working. A person has brains, but the brains are not working. The person has ears, but the ears are not working. All this, when life is there, benefit is coming out from that body. Benefit is coming out. The person is an alim. He's running a big madrasa. The day he passes away, there's no benefit coming out from his body. Now you have to take his body and put it in the grave. Person is a dunya dar person, he's running big factories, he's so many companies. The day he dies, the day he passes away, then there's no benefit coming out from that body. So the body is, the benefit that is that is coming out from that body is because of the life, because of the ruh in that body. Like that, our ibadah will give us benefit when it has ruh in it, when it has a soul in it. Otherwise, the ibadah is not giving us benefit. And that is why we find that people are saying that we are performing our salah, we are making dua to Allah Ta'ala. But ask ourselves, what kind of dua are we making? What kind of ibadah are we making? That dua, we just repeating some words, and we expect Allah Ta'ala's help to come. We reading our salah, but in our salah we have no concentration. There is no zikr of Allah Ta'ala in our salah. So how to bring that zikr of Allah Ta'ala in our salah? That a person has to work on his iman. He has to carry on telling himself that Allah is the greatest, and we have to try and learn the meaning of our salah. What are we saying in our salah? Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka smuka. That glory belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, glory belongs to you. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. And hamd and praise belongs to you. Person is starting Surah Fatiha. What he is telling, what is he saying? Alhamdulillah. That every, all type of praise belongs to Allah. Allah is the only one worthy of praise. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala is the originator of everything. Everything that is worthy of praise, the originator of it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That bird learned how to weave a nest. Who taught it how to weave that beautiful nest? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who taught insan how to manufacture things? How to build big buildings? So when a person sees all these things, then first his heart should run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, this is your qudrat. So when a person is reading his salah, he is telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are the owner of hamd. You are the owner of praise. Lillahi rabbil alameen. The Rabb of the worlds. Rabb in Urdu, palne wala. The one that brings into existence. And then after bringing into existence, Allah Ta'ala takes care of it. Allah Ta'ala nurtures it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it needs the hukam of Allah Ta'ala to come to an end also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the salah, if we just concentrate in our salah, our iman will increase. Then a person, now he is reading his salah, and then his mind starts drifting away. Now he's going into ruku. So Allah gave him one kalima to read. Say Allahu Akbar again. Remind yourself that Allah is the greatest. Allah is greater than whatever you're thinking about. All those thoughts in your mind should come out now. Now Allah Ta'ala needs to come in our heart. Like this we read our salah. Person is reading tashahud. He's sending salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Imagine person is going, he's meeting his ustad, he's meeting his parents, and he's making salam to them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He's talking to the person, and now, but his mind is not there. He's not looking at the person, not concentrating what he's saying. There's a height of disrespect. The height of disrespect. The person is going to such a great person. His father, he's making salam to him, but he's not concentrating on what he's saying. So how much of respect when we making tashahud, when we sending salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and most definitely with yaqeen, our salam is reaching Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With our name and our father's name, our salam is reaching Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much of respect have we to have when we are saying, reading the tashahud? That assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. I'm making salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So like this, a person has to work on our iman. We have to work on this iman to such an extent that our ibadat has ruh in it, has life in it. And when this ibadat has life in it, then this ibadat will give us benefit. Then we will see the fruit of our ibadat. We are saying when we go in the path of Allah, we are saying the person gets five favors for reading five daily salah. His daily bread will be made easy. How that is going to come? Those favors are going to come when that ibadat has ruh in it. When that ibadat has a soul in it, then that ibadat will give us whatever benefit we need in this world, it will give it to us. And on the day of Qiyamah, the ajr and the reward for it, one is the benefit that we'll get in this world, that is separate. And then Allah Ta'ala will still give us reward for it on the day of Qiyamah. Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq that we try and work on our iman. Every day we have to talk about Allah. We have to take out ghairullah from the heart. Bring the greatness of Allah Ta'ala in the heart. And when we bring the greatness of Allah Ta'ala in our heart, then our ibadat will have life in it. And when our ibadat has life in it, when our dua has life in it, then our dua and our ibadat will have great athar, great effect. For this, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has shown our ulama, Allah Ta'ala has inspired our ulama. There's a tartib, there's a way to get this. Like a person understands that I want to become a doctor, I want to become a lawyer, I want to become an engineer. What I have to do? I have to go, I have to spend my time. I can't be sitting in the bed and thinking I'm going to become something. I have to wake up, stand up, make that effort, make that sacrifice, spend my money and go out and start learning. Go in that environment. I can't become something in my house, in my luxury, in my comfort zone. I have to leave that comfort zone and go. And then I'll become something. So for us to become real mu'min, for us to become people of iman, for us to get that iman in our heart, for us to get that nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that heart, how it's going to come just like that? It's not going to come just like that. We have to go out in the path of Allah. We have to spend our time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is that we will benefit. One is that the nur of Allah ta'ala will come in our heart first. And then with that, we'll be fulfilling our responsibility also. Such a work, such a great, high and noble work Allah Ta'ala has given us, that one is when a person does this work, it is having an effect on his heart. He is talking and he is giving dawat. He's talking to the person, 5, 10, 20 people he meets a day. He's talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 25 times. That is having an effect on the person's heart. And by and by, he's fulfilling his responsibility as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by reminding others about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, the bayan will take place after Maghrib Salah, and then tashkil will be taking place. So all of us, inshallah, we should try and give our names to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by making that intention, inshallah, that is a sign that Allah ta'ala will accept us, inshallah. After Maghrib will be the bayan, inshallah. All of us should sit, inshallah.